Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanana, and if this is your first time joining us, this is a space where we explore the intersections between education, personal growth, and the real stories that shape both our classrooms and our communities. Each episode, we go beyond academics. We reflect on the lessons that life itself teaches us, whether it's about mental health, resilience, purpose, or creativity. Talking Classrooms is where education meets humanity. Now, today's conversation is one I've been looking forward to for a while because it speaks about something so many of young people experience but rarely feel safe enough to talk about openly, which are confusion, self-doubt, and the search for clarity in our 20s. If you have ever felt like you were falling behind while others seemed to be racing ahead, if you have ever stayed up at night questioning whether you chose the right path, or if you have ever found yourself comparing your real life to someone else's highlight reel on social media, then this episode is for you. Because the truth is, confusion is part of the process, is part of growth, is the space where purpose begins to form quietly, sometimes painfully, but always meaningfully. And no one captures that journey better than the guest that we are having today, Nonjabulo Makakula. Nonjabulo is a talented journalist, media professional, and the author of the beautifully honest book, 20-something and Captured. A title that, let's be honest, when we talk about that one, it could be the one that describes an entire generation of young adults trying to figure out life in a world that moves faster than ever before. Through her book and her voice, Nonjabulo explores the unfiltered reality of growing up, the wins, the losses, the heartbreaks, the healing, and the hope that keeps us moving forward. She built a career in storytelling, both through media and through her writing. And what I really admire about her work is her ability to bring vulnerability into spaces where strength is often expected. So today we are going to talk about her journey, how she found her voice in media, what inspired her to write 20-something and Confused, and how she continues to use her platform to help others embrace their uncertainty as a stepping stone, not as a setback. We'll also dive into what it means to find purpose through struggle, how storytelling can connect people across experiences, and why it's okay, maybe even necessary, to admit that we don't have it all figured out. So now I want you to grab your notebook or maybe just a quiet moment, because this conversation is one of those that make you pause, reflect, and maybe even see yourself a little differently. So stay tuned. So Nonjabulo, thank you for taking this time. I know you have a busy schedule. You are up and down, so it means a lot for you to be here. I'm going to start from the top, because I want us to go in your because, and then that something that drew me very, very close to you, one of the things that I saw you mention on your LinkedIn profile is that you are a storyteller, as you have said, and I believe that every storyteller has a story behind their story. So could you share a little bit about your journey in journalism and media, and what first inspired you to pursue that path?
Firstly, like, I feel like growing up, I've always wanted to be in the media space. That's what I've always wanted. Mm-hmm. But as you grow older, like, you know, you do have a change of heart. Mm-hmm. For example, when I got to varsity, like, my first option was in journalism.
Okay.
It was public relations. And so, yeah, like, it so happened that, like, the PR group was now saturated, so now I had to go into journalism.
Okay.
But more than anything, I feel like that was like me going back to that young girl that I've always wanted to be in the media space. So yeah, that's how I got into journalism. It's been it's such a difficult field, but it's very, very informative. It's very it's a learning curve, I would say, because I feel like I've really met myself in the field. I've really met who I really am under pressure also. So yeah, I don't know if I'm answering the question.
Well, no, that's such a powerful start, by the way. And it's very fascinating how personal experience often fuels creative work that you are doing. I want us to conversate today, ne?
All right, yeah,
so
love that.
Now talk about 20 something and confused. Hey, that one. What inspired you like to write that one? Like, what do you hope like your readers to take away from it?
Yeah, that's such a good question. Firstly, I didn't think I was going to be a book author. Like, I never thought it was going to be something. It was not in my bucket list.
Yes.
But yeah, like, I graduated in 2022.
Okay.
And so, like, I had just landed my first job, you know, so excited, you know. Like, we always have these anticipations that, like, when you get a job, this is what you're going to do with your life. This is how your career is going to take off. And also, like, you're so ambitious, like, you just want to take your career to the next level.
Yeah, yeah.
So it so happened that I got into this job, which I was excited and grateful for.
Yeah.
I worked my a couple of months there, but something about that place, like, really was not challenging me that much. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I feel like so many things that were happening in that place,
okay,
really brought a lot of confusion, mm-hmm, in me myself personally to say, is this something that I want to do, like, long term? Is this what I want to do? Is this what it means to have, like, a dream career? Is this my dream,
yes,
job?
Yes.
So I was just, like, so confused, not just by the job itself, but by life around me. So, mm-hmm, this one moment, I had just skipped work, which,
yeah,
I'm not proud of. I had just skipped work, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm actually confused. I'm 20 something, and I'm confused. And I remember saying that to my best friend. I'm like, I'm so confused. I don't know where to go. I don't know what, mm-hmm, I'm doing with my life.
Yes.
Mind you, I do have a job, but, like, mm-hmm, I genuinely don't know what I'm doing with my life. And
yes,
that's how 20 something and confused came about. And I'm like, mm-hmm, I am so confused. And if I'm confused, then there's someone out there who's confused. And so, like, I started writing, pouring out my writing into it, because, as you know, as a journalist, like, I was working for a print media, which means that, like, I was writing the newspaper. I was basically just chasing stories, but instead, like, I was writing creatively, which is something that really brings me joy. I'm a creative by nature, so the formal structure, like, I don't mind it as a job, but when it comes to something very creative, that's where I'm at. So that's how 20 something and confused came about. And just to sort of answer the next question, the other question that you asked me, as to what do I hope readers can get out of that, I feel like as people in our 20s, we have this perception that, like, at this particular age, I want to have this and that. At this particular, like, we have these timelines of which we never live up to them, because life is never guaranteed. Like, no one knows, because at this point in time, this is what's going to happen. So I feel like people that read my book, I want them to see themselves, because it's so raw, it's so unfiltered, it's what I've gone through.
Yeah.
It displays my life, you know, because I try to be as raw as I can be, so that the next person, when they see my book, they know that being 20 something doesn't necessarily mean that I have to have life figured out. But no, like, you are just learning as you go.
Mm-hmm.
I just want people to be kind to themselves also, mm-hmm, when they read the book, to say, I need to be calm. I need to be kind, and I need to just slow down and allow life to take its natural course.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you do also have to be aligned with yourself, aligned with your dreams.
Yes.
Because I feel like life meets you where you meet it. And
yes,
I don't know if that makes sense, but that's something that I live by, that life will meet you where you meet it, especially when it comes to the pursuit of your dreams, which I'm very big about. And yeah, and also, like, people just, you know, pursuing their dreams, that's what I'm all about, and that's what 20 something and confused is about. Because I remember correctly, there's a phrase where I'm like, I will stop at nothing until I see my life unfold, until I see the,
yes,
dreams that I have in,
yes,
my heart materialize and come to life. So that's what I truly, truly, truly hope people can find and get from my book, and just be kind to themselves mostly.
Wow. Now, that is a mouthful. Your book really resonates with so many young people. Like, you're saying so much that we're talking about the young people, like Mzagelo, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The 20 something years is more like the sunrise years of young people, where you get to see yourself as a young adult,
mm-hmm,
get to see yourself, well, which direction am I taking in life. So when you have just reached that time and you got confused and it inspired you to write this wonderful book that you are talking about today. Yeah. It's very much inspiring, and I believe that behind every honest story, because your story is so honest and it's so mm-hmm. straightforward, and I know that behind every honest story there's often like there's lived experiences. So it's very much inspiring. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about a time also in my life where you really get lost as a young person and not knowing where to go. You understand? It's a good one. It's a good one. So now when moving along now, what are some of the because you mentioned so many struggles, Anne, even at work and being confused in the middle of all that noise. So what are the biggest struggles you faced in your 20s, and how did you navigate them?
So many struggles. I feel like everyone in their 20s, like, that's what they experiencing, struggles of the struggles. Uh-huh. But one of it is life after graduation.
Wow.
That is such a heavy subject, because mm-hmm. at school you have this perception that this is what's gonna happen. Yeah. Like, you have everything planned out. This is how my life is gonna look like. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
you know
what I mean? Like, you feel like, nah, like, now I'm just gonna my career is gonna take off.
Yes.
But the reality is that you need to calm down. Like, the reality will just hit you in your face that there's so much work that has to go into that. So for me, I feel like life after graduation really, really, really threw me, you know, in the pits, because that's where I really got to learn that I should have invested so much in building my online presence or even networking, because now we also have platforms like LinkedIn, of which is a platform where you met me at.
Yes.
Without LinkedIn, you wouldn't have known I existed. Uh-huh. So to invest such time in those platforms, I feel like that was one of the biggest struggles, to say now I'm navigating the career life and the industry, and I really don't know who to go to in the industry, and which of course, like, LinkedIn is a platform where now you meet a lot of people that are gonna now give you the ropes to say this is the direction that you're supposed to take. Mm-hmm. So I'd say life after graduation, and also I feel like another thing that I have struggled with is overnight success.
Yeah, okay.
In my mind.
Oh, it's imaginary.
Exactly. Like, you think that it exists, but it does not.
Yeah.
There's
no
such thing as overnight success. Mm-hmm. There's so many instances in my life where I was moving and running with that mindset that this is supposed to work like today, tomorrow, the next month, whereas like in real life, that's not how life works. Yeah. I'm gonna make a quick example. I started my YouTube channel back in the day.
Okay.
I was uploading a lot of videos, and in my mind, I wanted to like get immediate reaction, because that's what we see in other people.
Yes.
But what we don't know is that these people have put in a lot of work to get to where they are. So I feel like that's one thing I've struggled with, because at the time I had to take down all the videos because of disappointment.
Yeah.
I felt like things were not working, whereas like maybe they were working. Sometimes you have to stay the course in whatever that trying to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that those two major, life after graduation and overnight success, I know there are a lot of struggles, but I just like to camp on those ones, because I feel like a lot of people struggle with that. Like, they just want to see everything flourish immediately, whereas like that's not how life works.
Yeah.
So
well,
I feel like you asked me a question of as to how did I now overcome that. Just want to like go through that also. I feel like, just because in that instance you feel like nothing is working out.
Yeah.
But more than anything, I feel like life will teach you patience.
Okay.
I think life has taught me patience.
Exactly.
It has grounded me to appreciate also the art of something growing, not rapidly, but like, you know,
Yeah.
Growing as it comes, like, and I'm okay, and I was okay and still okay with that, you know, like, so I feel like life has really humbled me to just be patient and allow things to take their natural course. But of course, I do also have to invest my time and just be consistent in that, and also just be resilient to say I will not stop until I see these results. And I feel like my LinkedIn has played that role where I now wanted to see like results, and I was okay with staying the course, of which I did, and I still am there, and I'm genuinely proud of me and people that stay the course, because it's really, really important. So, yes,
very much. Yo, hey, Nonjabula, it's clear, né? It's very much clear that I'm listening to you. Your experiences have deeply shaped how you see the world, and perhaps even how you tell your story. Now, I think there's a connection there. I want us to talk about that connection. How has your media career shaped your view of resilience and purpose?
Like I said at the beginning, when I was explaining my field, that is such a difficult field to be at. And of course, like all the fields that are existing, maybe everyone says they're difficult. Yeah. But I'm just going to speak on journalism because that's my experience.
Yeah.
Like it's obviously a difficult space to be at. So when I'm going to make an example of my internship, right? I was interning at this media house.
Yeah.
It was a TV broadcast. Okay. And our first time there as interns, we're watching like the big dogs of, you know, that are already doing extremely well. Our first day, like, we're not prepared. And I say we because, like, it was five of us coming from the same school to intern in that place, especially in the media aspect. Okay. And so a lot of these other guys were pitching their stories. And we thought that because it's our first day there, nothing was expected of us, right? And so after the journalists had presented and pitched their stories, they said, interns, get up and present.
Okay.
And mind you, at the time we're not equipped, and we're not like prepared. And I feel like at that moment everyone was just like stepping back, and so I had to stand up and present. Luckily I had read a newspaper on that morning, and I had to like look for an angle to go with that story. What that really taught me is that in journalism you have to think on your feet. And also preparation plays a pivotal role in all that you do. So preparation and just think on your feet, and also doing something scared, because I was shaking. I was just an intern shaking and, you know, but I had to do that scared. And I feel like that has really grown my resilience. And because I don't know if you know this, but I'm introverted in nature.
Okay.
So this film has really exposed me to even be okay and comfortable to hold conversation with people from different walks of life. So I would say that has built my resilience in that aspect to sort of like get me out of that cocoon that I was hiding in and just step out there, you know. So
you mentioned something about resilience in a time where you were shaking and being scared. That resilience, that idea of resilience, ties so beautifully into storytelling itself, especially how stories can comfort and connect us. I love how it happened to you, and it's raw, and it's a true story, and no one can tell it better than you. You see, how can now books and journalism help young people feel less alone in their struggles? Because I believe they are going through different struggles among the young people that are much, they differ in some degree, level of degree, or as far, they are much, much different. So I want you now, as a book writer, to tell, to just dwell there, tell us about books and journalism. To feel less alone.
I'm just going to speak on books. Not journalism, because journalism is just like it's very limiting, you know, like it focuses on people that are already pursuing journalism. But I'm just gonna speak on books. Books. I feel like books can really enrich you. Mm-hmm. We have personal development books. We have different books.
Yeah.
So I feel like young people reading books, it really does enrich you, because now you are seeing someone's point of view, or you are reading someone's experience, and you get to see that life, how to basically navigate life. And it basically also shape your worldview to say, if this person has come out of this, then I can come out of this as well. So I feel like in that aspect, I would say like books enrich young people in that way. And it's such a difficult question, but like I do read books here and there. And it's just like for you to really mirror life and just resonate to someone's lifestyle or experiences and source something out of that. And I feel like if you are intentional on improving your life, then when you go to read books, you go with that mindset to say, this is what I want out of my life. Yes. And I know that is possible because this person has come out of this. So that's what I would say.
Wow. Great stuff, Njabulo. Because I know this podcast is basically focused on young people, students, and many of our listeners, I believe that they are in that exit stage and trying to find their footing, unsure of what's next. So if you could give one piece of advice to a 20-year-old feeling uncertain about the future, what would it be?
We're going back to overnight success. That's such a big thing.
Yes, that one.
That's such a big thing. Uh-huh. We're going back to overnight success. It does not exist.
Exactly.
Get it out of your mind. So I would say to a young person, overnight success doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Just because you've seen someone succeed in your eyes, because you don't know what happens like behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So you're going to assume that this person, like, they did this and they succeeded instantly, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
So allow yourself to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
Stay the course and continue to be persistent with the pursuit of your dreams. And I feel like you become even more passionate and more alive if you pursue something that's really in your heart.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful to be doing that as a career, to pursue something that you love, because now it doesn't feel like a job. Like it comes naturally from you.
Yes.
And I would say that like overnight success doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And also be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
That's very important. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Mm-hmm. There's a section in my book that talks about comparison.
Okay.
Being a tool to take away like focus from what you are supposed to do or what you are meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really important to just stay in your lane. Do not compare yourself, because things happen in different seasons. And that's what I would say to young people. Just overnight success doesn't exist. Be kind to yourself. Do not compare yourself.
Wow.
Do not compare yourself, you know. So that's what I would say to young people.
Yes, Njabulo, that's very inspiring. It's truly, truly inspiring.
And just in addition, yes. To young people also, like people that want to just, you know, penetrate different industries, and it's important that you also research about your industry. Do thorough research, and also build your online presence.
Yeah.
Do it while you're still at school, even, because what that does is expose you to people who might be in the position to offer you jobs, because now the currency is online presence. Like your online presence is basically your CV. That's how people get to know you for who you are, like through your display of your expertise, your skills, the things that drive you, basically. So
Well, thank you very much, Njabulo. You have said so much, so many words that are so inspiring as I've been listening to you. And before we wrap up, let's look forward, because your journey doesn't stop here. I believe it won't stop you. So looking ahead, what projects or goals you are most excited about?
Because we're wrapping up the year, but anything can still happen, you know. So one project I say I'm excited about, like, is a podcast that's still in the works. I haven't recorded anything, but it's
that's
still
good.
In the works.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
a
good.
Podcast titled Unfiltered Conversation with Njabulo. What that will cover is just like uncover a lot of
can I invite myself,
please? please, please.
I'm officially inviting myself on that first episode.
Yes. 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 So just unfiltered conversation. Like if people that know me from LinkedIn, they know that I'm someone that who's not afraid to speak about uncomfortable things. And I feel like I make that relatable because a lot of people want to appear perfect and all of those jazz. But I feel like it's really important to talk about conversations so that we are aware of what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a podcast that's coming up. I don't know when the time is right, I hope. That's a project I'm really, really excited about, and people should be on the lookout.
Menjawul, thank you very much. You have so much ahead of your life, and I think I'm watching you also on LinkedIn. I'm following you, but you don't see behind the scenes.
You're one of the silent readers.
I see what's happening.
Yeah, like people are complaining. They're like, why are they not engaging?
When you disappoint you, I'm gonna start engaging. Ne?
Exactly. Please do that. Because it really encourages the person to say, oh, I'm not talking to myself.
It's truly wonderful. Thank you very much, Mr. Your time is very precious and I appreciate it. Wow, what an incredible and heartfelt conversation that was. You know, as I sit here reflecting on everything Nonjabulo shared, I can't help but think about how powerful it is when someone chooses to speak openly about the things so many of us hide. You mean the confusion, the uncertainty, the feeling that maybe we are not moving fast enough or that we are falling behind. Those are experiences that connect us more than we realize. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons from today's episode, that confusion isn't failure. It's part of the story. It's the in-between chapter where growth, faith, and resilience begin to take shape. Nonjabulo reminded us that even when life doesn't follow the script we expected, there's beauty in finding our rhythm in the chaos and purpose in our question. Because the truth is, clarity doesn't come all at once. It arrives sometimes slowly, one experience, one lesson, one small act of courage at a time. And that's what Talking Classrooms is all about. It's about learning, not just from textbooks or lectures, but from the life itself. It's about hearing voices like Nonjabulo's and realizing that education extends beyond the classroom walls. It's in how we reflect, how we heal, and how we grow. If today's conversation spoke to you, if it reminded you that it's okay to not have everything figured out, I want to encourage you to share this episode with someone who might need that reminder too. Maybe a friend, student, or a colleague who's been feeling lost or uncertain about their path. Because sometimes all someone needs is to hear you are not alone. You are just in the middle of becoming. I want to extend my deepest gratitude to Nonjabulo Makakula for joining me on this episode, for her vulnerability, her honesty, and her voice. Be sure to check out her book, 20-something and Confused. It's raw, relatable, and full of the kind of wisdom you carry with you long after reading. And as always, thank you to every single listener who keeps tuning in, sharing, and engaging with Talking Classrooms. You are the heartbeat of this platform. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and LinkedIn so you don't miss the next episode. And if today's conversation resonated with you, leave us a short review. It really helps the podcast to grow and reach more people who believe, just like us, that education is about more than just grades. It's about growth. Until next time, remember, your story, your voice, and your journey matter. Keep learning, keep reflecting, and keep becoming.